Blog Talk Radio.
Cut off like that. That is the enemy of our souls. Every time the prophet goes to speak, the enemy of our souls get busy in the phone lines. Ain't that something? Ain't that something? Don't want the man of God to speak on tonight. Never wants the man of God to speak. Not from God. Have your way. Prophet, are you on the line? Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. I can hear you now.
Okay, go ahead, because the line just shut out right in the middle of me talking.
Yeah.
But I thank God.
Yeah.
The enemy don't never want you to speak good.
It's like Blog Talk hung up on me. I was just about to let you know, say, hey, Blog Talk hung up on me. But nonetheless, you're thankful to God. Because God is everything, and so we learn how to take what the enemy would try to, you know, to bring confusion and mishaps, and we keep it moving. I'm excited today to share with you. God has really been good to us, and so we submit to everything He does. You know, and it's definitely the season to give and to be excited. So we want to make sure that we. We are in the season that God is calling for us to be in it today. Sometimes we find ourselves, in places where we're aware of a season, but we're not conducive to season. And we have to make sure that we have things that are in place to make sure that whatever God is saying for us in this season, that we are prepared to do so. And we are prepared to be in line with what God is saying and to go where God has called for us to go. And so I want to really jump right in because I don't want to hold you. We want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas, Happy Jesus Birthday, as we always say. I'm excited about this season. Sometimes for some people, this season can be hard, and we want to encourage those who are dealing with the thought and the emotion of loss during this season, and let you know that God is aware of your emotions, God is aware of your feelings, and to stay focused, because mourning has a season, amen, and though you feel that loss, know that there is still a reason to celebrate, because God's been good to you, and God has brought you thus far. And He's allowed you to still remain here to be productive and to do what He's called you to do in this time and in this season. With that being said, you guys, let's pray. Father, we give you praise and we give you honor. Father, it is my prayer that tonight as we share what you asked for us to share, that they not hear me, that they hear you, that they not see me, that they see you. And Father, you say what only you can say, and you do what only you can do, and you touch what only you can reach. Father, give us ears to hear, the heart to receive, and the will to obey, and the wisdom to manifest what you would say to us tonight. Let no flesh glory in your sight. Father, I pray, O God, that you speak to me, through me, and speak for me tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Let this word echo in our hearts today, tomorrow, next week, next month, and next year, and for the rest of our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. It is so, and so it is. Tonight, we're excited. That God has given us some things to share, some things we're going to let you know that God just wanted us to share with you tonight. Real quickly, I want to go to Genesis chapter 18. Real quickly, I won't hold you. Many of us are preparing. We're cooking. We're wrapping gifts. We're getting things prepared. We got on our Christmas pajamas and things of that nature, and we want to make sure we enjoy time with our family. Those of us, or our families are accessible to us, make sure you spend time with your family. Don't be so busy. Don't be so caught up in other things and other situations that you don't take the time to spend time with your family. Take some time to not just talk to your children when it comes to what you're trying to teach them or discipline them, but take the time to spend some time with them. Find out what their likes and dislikes are. Find out what's going on in their lives. Find out what's important to them. Find out how you can be involved in what they're doing and not minimize their lives, their circumstances, their situations, their desires, things of that nature, because your children's lives matter. Amen? Just that I throw that in there real quick. Genesis chapter 18, and we're going to start at verse number 10, all right? We're going to start at verse number 10, all right? Oh, so it says, and he said, I will certainly return unto thee according to the time of life. And lo, Sarah, thy wife, shall have a son. And Sarah heard it in the tent door, which was behind him. Now Abram and Sarah were old, and they were stricken in age, and ceased to be with Sarah after the manner of women. Therefore Sarah laughed within herself, saying, after I am waxed old, shall I have pleasure, my Lord being old also. And the Lord said unto Abram, wherefore did Sarah laugh, saying, shall I surety bear a child which I am old? Is anything too hard for the Lord? Thank you, Lord Jesus. At the time appointed, I will return unto thee according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son. Then Sarah denied, saying, I laughed not, for she was afraid. And he said, nay, but thou didst laugh. And tonight, you know, it being the Christmas season, it being the season of which we celebrate our Lord and Savior, I want to just talk about 'tis the season. And not in the way that maybe some of you would think that I would talk about, because normally when we say things like that, we're talking about specifically about Christmas and Jesus. But I want to talk tonight from a different perspective, in that this is a season where God is speaking purpose in your life. Hallelujah. This is a season where God is giving your struggle direction. He's putting purpose on your struggle. And I promise you, stick with me, I promise you I'm not going to be long. Sometimes we deal with things and we deal with situations and we have circumstances in our life that just don't seem to make sense. And we find ourselves wondering, asking God, why? But I feel the Holy Ghost down in my soul. Bless you, Jesus. We're asking God, God, why do I have to deal with this? And why must I bear this circumstance? Hallelujah. And why must I be the one who has to deal with the hardship of what you asked me to do? I'm telling you tonight that God is speaking purpose into your life and letting you know, hey, there's a reason why I had you to go through this. There's a reason why it seems as though everybody else around you seems to be blessed and you have not yet gotten what you've asked me for. Hallelujah. There is a season for everything. Yesterday we did the eulogy for a 90-something-year-old man. I began to share with them, there is a season for everything. And just because you asked for it does not mean it's a season for it. And so then God will hear your prayer. Amen. And then God will understand what he said about you. But the season has to still move in his timing. The prayer has to be answered according to what he has said for your life. Here is Abraham and Sarah with no child. And they're saying, God, you've given me these riches. I have this and I have that. But the one thing I desire the most, I do not have. And notice, you hear God talking to Abram about how his seed is going to be blessed. And his seed is going to be blessed. But Father, how can my seed bless what I have not produced? How can you say this in my life when I see nothing that resembles what you're saying to me? My God, I don't know about y'all, there have been times when I've had a word spoken into my life, and it seems as though everything around me was completely contrary. Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus. Completely contrary to what God said concerning my life. And I'm trying to tell you, don't you look at what it looks like around you, but look at what God said. Remember what he said, because the conditions around you may not always be conducive to the season that God is speaking in your life. God began to talk to me about an Indian summer, And an Indian summer is a period of abnormally warm weather in the mid to late autumn with clear skies and cool nights, and first frost normally precedes this warm spell, kind of like what we're in right now, what's called an Indian summer. It's 55 degrees outside today, and normally in December, this would not be the case. It don't look like winter. It don't look like autumn, hallelujah. But according to the calendar, according to the season of life, it is. What am I saying? Y'all, I'm almost done. I'm about to run in here. I'm trying to tell somebody that it, just because it looks a certain way does not mean it's not the season for what God is saying to you. Don't you change what God said. Don't you change what you're doing. My God, a lot of times my parents would call this, older saints would call this pneumonia weather. My God, today, I can't run just yet. They call this pneumonia weather because it'll be hot one day and cold the next. But the old saints would say, even though it gets warm, don't you change what you're wearing. My God, because that season is liable to change in the matter of a moment. I just want to encourage somebody, don't you change what you're wearing. My God, you've been praying. Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You've been fasting. You've been pushing your plate back. You've been praising. My God, you've been worshiping. And it seems as though the weather outside, my God, is frightful, my God. It seems as though it's not conducive to what you're asking God to do. But God said, Antoine Thomas, that I can tell you, don't you change what you're wearing. My God, in a matter of a moment, the season's about to change. I wish somebody would type that in tonight. My season is about to change. My God, don't you change what you're wearing. Don't you stop praising. Don't you stop worshiping. Don't you stop fasting. Don't you stop giving. Don't you stop being diligent. Don't you stop crucifying your flesh. Your season is about to change. Hallelujah. Sometimes we find ourselves in situations and circumstances where it seems as though everything around us seems to be fighting what God has said, seems to be fighting what God is doing. Hallelujah. But you got to stay focused. You've got to stay focused because many times those things come to distract you. Those things come to get you off purpose. Those things come to get you off point. But you've got to stay focused. You got to make sure, hallelujah, that what you're dealing with is not based on what you feel, but simply based on what he said. He tells them, now mind you, I want you to notice a couple of things that are happening within this particular scripture. Here it is, Abraham is entertaining strangers. And they would always tell us, be aware when you're entertaining strangers because you might just be entertaining an angel. But this is not the time to be trying to get even. This is not the time to give them the energy that they gave you. You give them the energy that God gave you. Stop determining your actions based on people, places, and things. Stop letting your emotions be determined by the actions of men. I'm going to say it again. Stop letting your emotions and your responses be determined by the actions of men because they do not hold your future. They do not hold your purpose. They did not speak life. It was God that gave you that word. It was God that gave you that ability. It was God that gave you the circumstance. So stay focused. It is in him that we live and move and have our being. So let what God said be your focus and nothing else. Sometimes we so focus on what people are saying and what people are doing that we get off focus on what God said. We didn't get to a place where we're trying to prove to someone what God said about us. We're trying to do certain things and say certain things that'll make people amen what God said about us. And that's never what the intent was. That was not the assignment. That was not the requirement. The requirement is if you be willing and obedient, you shall reap the good of the land. A lot of times we're so busy focused on everything but what God said. There are some definitions of the seasons I want to read to you. one of them stuck out to me the most, woman of God. It says, a season is a set of sequence of related television programs. That stuck out to me because your television season is based on a set of programs. Your life is that same way. God's got a program for your life. He said, behold, I know the thoughts that I have for you. That's a program. And sometimes, although it may seem like we have a lot of commercial breaks and we have a lot of disruptions within the signal, program ain't going to change. Some of you might have been on my Facebook page maybe last week, and I shared it to stay focused because God has not changed his mind about you. And so many times we get our focus because it would seem as though God has changed his mind concerning us. Stay focused. I promise you I'm almost done. Season can also be what you use to add flavor to your food. And I'm telling you, God's getting ready to add flavor to your life. God's about to give you the eye haven't seen and ear haven't heard blessing of your life. Y'all, I promise you, I'm getting ready to go. Y'all ain't ready for me tonight. But you got to make sure you stay focused. There are certain things you can't do in certain seasons. You can't walk out in the dead smack of wintertime with shorts on, T-shirt, flip-flops, not unless you want to catch cold. It is not wise for you to walk out in the middle of a designated summer with a winter coat on, gloves, and hat because you might faint. It's also not wise to walk outside during the spring season because usually during the spring season it does a lot of raining. You got to be careful what you do in a certain season. You got to be careful what you wear in certain seasons. Let me jump back. So here it is. Abraham is entertaining angels. And so he fed them, gave them time to get themselves together and wash and become clean and freshen up. And Sarah made sure they had to eat. But notice they asked him, where is your wife? And Abraham says, she's in the tent. Where else should she be? So she was far away enough that she could not be seen, but still close enough, but still close enough to where she could hear the word. I'm trying to tell you, you don't have to be on the scene. Just stay close enough that you can hear the word. My God. But make sure you're in place because that's where she was supposed to be. And if you're where you're supposed to be, although you're not in the scene, I'm still close enough to hear what God is saying concerning my life. My God, today, y'all, I just said a word. She did not have to be seen, but she was still close enough to hear what God was saying concerning her life. Stop worrying about if somebody sees you. Make sure you're in the right position, because when you're in the right position, you'll hear what God is saying about you. Know your place, know your role. Get in the position that God has for you to be in. And when you get in the position that God has for you to be in, you'll hear the word of the Lord concerning your life. Hallelujah. Many times we're looking for a word. We're looking for the prophet. We're looking for the pastor, the bishop, the apostle to say words for us. But you can hear the word of the Lord yourself if you're in the right position, if you're where you're supposed to be. Stop getting out of line. Funny story, we used to sing a song in Vacation Bible School and say, this train don't carry no liars, this train. This train don't carry no liars, this train. This train don't carry no liars. Everybody only got to be holy. Oh, 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 this train. And whenever some person would be lying, some people would be sin. Some person would be smoker. Some people would be fornicated. And when we would get to that part of the song, you had to step out the train. And my cousin Tremaine was the lion caboose, I believe. And she stepped out of line too early. I hate to say, get back in line until I call your sin. And we all laughed about it. I'm telling you, get back in line until God calls your name. Stay on point. We're too busy venturing off and trying to fit in and get with everybody else and have amen to everybody and have other people validate what God said about us. Stay in line. If you have not heard what God said, stay on your knees until you get an answer. Hallelujah. My God, I'm going to say it again. Stay on your knees until you get an answer. We want a quick fix. We want a quick answer. We want a quick resolve. We want a quick resolution. But the race is not given to the swift nor to the strong, but he that endureth. Stay there until you get an answer. Stop looking for people, places, and things to answer you. They didn't call you. They can't tell you what God said. They can't tell you what God's response is. When you remain in the posture of prayer, you will hear God say things that you didn't hear on TV. Hallelujah. Yes, you should go to church. Yes, you should be in the house of God consistently. But when you go to the house of God consistently, when you hit your knees at home, God will fortify and God will validate and God will cause that word to penetrate you even deeper. Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus. Bless you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Stay on your knees. Men should always pray. We're so busy talking, but we're not praying. We're fussing, but we're not praying. We're complaining, but we're not praying. We're comparing, but we're not praying. We're trying to correct, but we're not praying. He says, if my people who are called by my name would humble themselves and pray, turn from their wicked ways and seek my face, then would I hear from heaven and I would heal their land. That's how our land is going to be healed. On our knees. It's on our knees. If you don't know what season you're in, stay on your knees until God reveals your season. Because the temperature does not denote the season. The view does not determine the season. Hallelujah. The appointed time determines the season. I don't care how cold it is outside. It's not winter until a certain day. I don't care how hot it is outside. It's not summer until a particular day. I don't care how windy or how bright and how many flowers are out and how the grass seems so green. It's not spring until a certain time. I don't care how soon the leaves are falling and turning. It's not autumn until a certain season. I don't care what you feel like. I don't care what they said. My God, the season that God says for your life is going to happen when God said it. Because when God says a thing, hallelujah, that's all that matters. That's all that matters. He said, why did she laugh? And she tried to deny it. And in your heart, sometimes when you hear certain words, you laugh because you feel like, how can I do that? How can I have that? How can I be a millionaire? How can I build this ministry? How can I do this? How can we have this? And how can we have that? Where am I in life? And my response to you is there anything, hallelujah, too hard for God? Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus. Is there anything too hard for God? I don't care how old you are. I don't care what your circumstance is. I don't care what your financial status is. I don't care what your physical status is. I don't care where you come from, what your background is, what you've done wrong, what you're doing wrong, what you may do wrong in the future. Hallelujah. I know the thoughts that I have for you. And God did not change his mind. No matter where you find yourself, stay focused. If you mess up, get back in line. If you fall, if you fail, get back up and get back in line. If you mess up, say, Lord, I'm sorry. Forgive me. Wash me clean. Make me whole. Be my Lord and keep it moving. I've got to walk in my season. I've got to walk in my purpose. I've got to walk in my destiny. I've got a charge to keep and a God to glorify. Hallelujah. And before I take it back, I'll add more to it. Tonight, beloved, I'm done. I just wanted to encourage somebody. God meant what he said. You stay focused. Your season is about to change. Father, I give you praise. I give you honor. For those under the sound of my voice, whether it, Father, be Blog Talk Radio or Facebook Live, and Father, even those that would may view this this live video even later, Father, I pray that they be infused with power to stay focused, hallelujah, Father, to stay determined about what you said about them. I bind the spirit of distraction. I bind waywardness. I bind slowfulness. I bind procrastination, but Father, I pray that there be a silence in our hearts today, in our minds, oh God, in our spirits, oh God, to go after, my God, what you said for us, what you said over us, oh God, what you've instilled in us. In the name of Jesus, Father, I declare that we will be reminded that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and although every tongue may rise against us, Father, it's through your word you said we can't condemn. And Father, I pray for those who have got slowful, who have got depressed, who have got those slowful, oh God, or those guys who got weary and well-doing. Father, I pray tonight under the sound of my voice and wherever my voice may be heard, Father, that you begin to encourage them, you begin to infuse them, oh God. I pray for the power of the finisher, the anointing of a finisher tonight, Father. I pray that as never before, we become determined to reach the goals you had before us, that we keep our promises, that we keep our vows, that we keep our focus, oh God, that we keep our discipline in the name of Jesus. Father, now for your glory, Satan, the Lord has already rebuked you, and we agree with heaven. We come against every attack, every assignment, every contract on the enemy that would try to slow us down or deter us or distract us. But Father, now under the power of the Holy Ghost, cause our feet, oh God, to move. Teach our hands how to walk and our fingers how to fight, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Father, now for your glory, let our minds be awakened, let our hearts be mended, let our souls be infused, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Father, I come out for, in the name of Jesus, I pray tonight, as never before, we be infused with the power and the fire of the Holy Ghost, my God. Father, let the fire begin to come contagious in our hearts, in our minds. Forgive us for not going after it. Forgive us for being slowful. Forgive us, oh God, for being wayward. Forgive us for being double-minded. Forgive us for being lackadaisical. Forgive us for making excuses. But Father, tonight, as never before, we will go after every word, every promise, every possession, every family member, every neighborhood, every school, every prison, every governmental issue, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, now for your glory. Now for your glory. We will obtain everything you have for us. Naturally, mentally, spiritually, emotionally, financially. In the name of Jesus, you arise and let your enemies be scattered. And the glory, hallelujah, and the glory shall be thine. I come against the spirit of depression from the root, especially during this season. But Father, let the joy of the Lord be our strength. Let the joy of the Lord be our strength. I come against those spirits that will cause us to be sad and depressed on anniversary. I come against anniversary depression in the name of Jesus. And I loose your heart and your mind from dated depression in the name of Jesus. You will not be sad every year at this time. You will not be depressed every year at this time. The devil is a liar. That is not God's plan for your life. That's not God's word over your life. And I curse it. We break the chains. We destroy it by the power of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. But we speak freedom. We speak the joy. We speak celebration. Hallelujah. We speak peace in the mighty name of Jesus. We come against every illegal emotion, every wayward emotion. And we command your heart, your mind, your soul, your emotions, and your actions to line up with the word of God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, and for this we give you praise. We give you honor and we give you glory. Hallelujah. We give you praise. We give you honor and we give you glory. Hallelujah. We give you praise. We give you honor and we give you glory. And the glory shall be thine. You be our God and we be your people. You arise, let your enemies be scattered, and the glory is thine. In Jesus' name we pray tonight, amen, amen, and amen. Would you do me a favor, those of you who are on Facebook Live, would you share this for us? Would you share this on your page? share this in your groups. Somebody's got to know that what God said about you is going to happen. You just stay focused. I don't care how, where you find yourself in life, what God said about you, God did not change his mind. I'm Prophet Antoine Thomas. Remember, the sky's not your limit. It's too low.
Amen, 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 amen. Thank you, man of God, for the gift on tonight. That was a strong word. Tis the season. I thank you for the boldness. I thank you for the honesty. I thank you for the release. God, I thank you for, is there anything too hard for God? No, it isn't. No, it isn't. God, I just thank the man of God for just coming through on tonight. The lines are open. Anybody need to, want to, must, have to, got to, please say something.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Prophet. Hallelujah.
Yes.
For reminding us to stay focused, for reminding us how important it is to know those rehearsed depressions, those rehearsed enemies that we go back to, those anniversary ones, I mean, those birthday ones, whatever you want to call
yes.
them. My God, thank you for reminding us to know the word of God says, that enemy I see today, I will see no more. Like you said, God has given us hands to war, fingers to fight. You've already preached. Anyway, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, man
yes.
of God.
Yes. Amen. Thank you, Apostle Elect, for Cecilia, for those words of encouragement. Is there anyone else would like to speak to the man of God on tonight? Go ahead. It's your turn. My God, my God. Prophet, you said a whole lot on tonight. That word got to be shared. I'm glad I shared it. So at this time, if there's no one else, man of God, do you have any closing remarks, any programs coming up that you would like to let us know about?
Nothing coming up. Some things have been postponed due to, you know, the riot. I will say to everybody who's under the sound of my voice, if you haven't been vaccinated, please do. Be precautious. Be careful. Make sure you're wearing your mask. And God is up to something. I feel it in my soul. Bless you, Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Come out. Bless you, Jesus. God is up to something. We got to stay focused like never before. Every time, if you look in the Bible, every time something like this with this pandemic happens, it's because God's getting ready to shift us to a new area and to a new dimension. And so we better stay focused, because if not, then we'll miss the timing of God and the new dimension and the promise that he's getting ready to manifest in our lives.
Yeah. You better say it, man of God. I know it's a shift in the spirit. I'm excited about what God is doing, especially in these last days of the end of this season of 2021. I just want to say thank you. God, we thank you for tonight. We thank you for your word. We thank you for our foundational scripture, which is Matthew 6 and 33. For seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. God, we just want to thank you for the word on tonight. Thank you for the man of God coming through with a strong word. Thank you for the man of God preaching that brought deliverance on this line for Blog Talk Radio as well as Facebook Live. God, I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. There's nothing too hard for God. So with that being said, man of God, Merry Christmas. We praying for Pastor Troy. We praying for the rest of the family, friends, and everyone that comes in contact. We want to thank Pat, Margot, Trish, Sandra Levine, and Sharon Gray for joining in, tuning in on tonight on Facebook, and all the others that I didn't see their name. We just want to say thank you for looking back at the archives, as well as looking live, listening in the archives, as well as listening live. I thank you for taking time out on this Friday night. It's in your hands, man of God.
Father, we just thank you. We just honor you, oh God, just for what you're doing allow this word to marinate in our hearts, mind, soul, body, and spirit, not just today, Father, but for the rest of our lives. And, Father, we'll see fruit thereof today, tomorrow, next week, next month, and next year, for the rest of our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Good night, everyone.